Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Lashana.
Hey guys, hope everyone had a great holiday. Today is what, the 27th? 26th. Mm-hmm. Dang. I'm just jumping the gun, you guys. Sorry. We're getting close to the new year though, guys. The year's over.
It's over so fast.
So fast. I can't even believe that. I mean, the older you get, the faster it goes by. I mean, it's insane. When I was younger, I mean, it seemed like it took forever.
For the new year.
What? Or for anything. Your birthday. Everything. For you to turn 16. For you to be 21. You turn 30, baby. And I mean, the years just start. Boom, 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 boom. Just flying by. So the new year's coming up. And we're just kind of reviewing our last year. This podcast will actually be coming out on New Year's Day. The holidays fell on Mondays this year, so we'll actually be posting this on New Year's Day. So we just wanted to kind of talk about our past year, some goals that we set, and some things that we accomplished or maybe didn't accomplish, some stuff that we're going to be working on for next year, and getting it together, because 2018 is here and we don't have no time to play. Let's go.
Exactly.
We got stuff to do. So, I was just going to, let's kind of review, because you have your goals, Lashana, from last year. I don't have my journal with me. I have the wrong journal. Sorry, guys. But I'm going to go by memory of what my goals were for last year. And then Lashana actually has her journal with her that has her goals written down. We usually try to meet. It's been just so busy. We haven't even had time
to even meet for our 2018 goals.
I know. And even, like, our last year, like, we only really met, like, twice for our goals. At least we did do, like, a 6-month check-in. Mm-hmm. We did that.
That was right before you started the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, because we usually try to meet at least, you know, once a month or every other month just to kind of
go over the goals.
Yeah.
I think that, but still, even though we didn't do that, I think that we did hit some of our goals and then started some extra stuff unexpectedly.
Yes.
That we had on our plate maybe for 2018 that we already started, like the podcast.
Yes.
How that came together. For 2017, okay, so I just opened it up. So these are the things that were my main priority list were to, number one, move into our own place. Mm-hmm. Because we had just freshly came from Georgia last August/September. And so when we came here, we didn't have a place yet because we kind of made a last-minute decision to move back to California when my son graduated from high school. So we always knew that we were eventually going to come back, but we wanted to wait for him to graduate. So once he graduated and was like, yes, I'm definitely going to the military, we kind of were like, okay, well, this is our opportunity to just go for it. So my mom said that we can come stay with her. She has a big enough house to have us all there. So we stayed with my mom. And made that a part of our goal to, like, you know, because we were going to literally be starting over, like, jobs, everything. Yeah. And so we're like, okay, we just need a little minute to get adjusted. And so mom was like, yeah, you can come over here. So we survived that.
Yeah. Made it through.
Please. We got our place. And so now we're in our place. It took us about 9 months to find a place, find jobs, get established, get our businesses off the ground. So that tied into what my 2017 goals were, and that was to get Microblade certified, got that, get that business started.
Got that going.
Here at the salon, got the studio open and certified, business cracking. So that was one of my goals. So moving, got the moving done. I also wanted to get life coach certified, even though I do have my master's in marriage, family therapy, and professional counseling. Because my goal is to do the workshops and different things, mm-hmm. life coaching is a lot more modern, more relatable. I feel like therapy is necessary for some people, but I feel like the life coaching is such a more modern way to get people that have not really a psychosis, but just, you know, want to figure some things out, get squared away. And I feel like because I had such an intensive training with the therapy, I wanted to see what it was like on a lighter note.
Yes.
So that was important because I knew that we were going to get started before with the Crowning Queens, which was with the kids. Mm-hmm. And we're still going to do that, guys.
We're still going to do that. We just had to switch it up
a little bit. And so with our time that we have and everything else that we were trying to get going this year, we just changed it into maintaining the Me and Marriage and Family.
And it's been wonderful.
It's been wonderful. And so that's why that was our initial goal, was like life, you know, life culture. But how things come into full circle, it's like everything happened the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
So totally. I think that we, even though we weren't really ready for the podcast and all that stuff, we just were like, look, we just gonna do it.
I mean, because when were we ever really going to be ready? You're just not.
You just not.
I mean, you can prepare as much as you possibly can.
But we were just like, let's just jump out there.
Yeah, do it.
So that was a 2017 goal. So I got, we moved into our own place. Got the business started for the microblading and lashes. Got life coach certified. And so that was like my main thing that I feel like I got accomplished. My personal goals. I didn't really get that too much finished off. Still carrying around these extra 15 pounds that I gained.
Our waist is little though.
got that. That's for 2018.
Get
that. Still trying to juggle the schedule. Still having a hard time with that.
Ooh, no.
My other personal goal was to read one book a month for 2017. As of today, December 26, 2017, I have not finished one complete book yet.
We're gonna get it together.
We're gonna get it. so next year,
woo!
That's definitely the top of my list for my personal goals.
Yes,
is to get up on time to make it to the gym, plan out my meals.
I mean, you've been doing, I mean, not perfect. I mean, you know, are doing it exactly how we want to, but we don't miss a week. I mean,
No.
Like we go to the gym every week.
Yeah, every week.
I might not go
every day.
Yeah,
but at least 1 or 2 days a
yes,
week.
Yes, I'm definitely going.
Definitely going. Even if it's just to clear my mind.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going.
And for the most part with our eating, we really do, like, I mostly bring my lunch.
Yeah, we've done better since when I first started.
Yeah, because when you came,
we were eating lunch every single day.
We wasn't missing Taco Tuesday. What's the name of that place?
Ham Bone.
At Ham Bone. Getting barbecue tacos.
Tall boys.
I mean, just ridiculous
stuff. So we definitely.
Yeah, we have slowed it.
We've slowed it all the way down.
Back to the healthy eating.
Back to healthy eating more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done some good things this year. I feel because I am such a driven person and it's just part of my personality to just be a goal crusher. I don't ever give myself enough credit for the things that I've done.
No, me either. I'll beat myself up.
And so I'm just like, okay, let me start looking at some of these things that I did do.
Yes.
The little things.
That's what's going to build up to the big.
It does.
You know,
it's like the small things.
Be.
I feel like we definitely have, as a group, I mean, as a duo, we definitely smash these goals. Because last year we sat down in October and talked about the things that we wanted to do. And I feel like we've accomplished those things.
Exactly.
It's not where we wanted to go all the way. But I feel like we're still moving towards
it, yes.
The right thing.
Exactly. We haven't gone backwards at all.
Yeah. My family goals, I feel like I've accomplished those, which was mainly for us to move, for us to be able to be in our own space again. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Yes.
For that.
I mean, you need that for your sanity.
For your sanity.
You know?
So, Shimon gave us a year, and we beat that by a few months, so that was good.
Yeah.
And just, like, smash that. Just getting back into our own place. We're so used to being independent on our own, living on our own quarters, moving with people.
Exactly.
Moving your whole family into a whole situation. It wasn't easy.
It's serious.
When we
came out on top. Alive and on top.
We all right.
We gonna keep pushing.
Right. And so that's some of the sacrifices that you do have to make. Mm-hmm. We could have stayed in Georgia another year, saved our money, took time to really look for places. But I felt like if I would have waited, we might have just stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just time. I felt like it was like do or die, now or never.
Let's go.
I don't have a plan. I had a plan, but not really. Mm-hmm. We just jumped out there. It was like, okay, listen, we got a place to sleep.
Yeah.
A place for our kids to go to school in a great neighborhood. My mom is in a really nice neighborhood with really good schools. So it was like, okay, we're getting this opportunity. Let's jump on it while we have an opportunity to do that.
And let's go.
And it'll put more fire under us to really get it going.
Exactly.
Because it's a totally different experience in California. And since we had already lived here before, we knew, you know, it's not going to be like Georgia. You can live in Georgia and work at Walmart.
And be all right.
And be all right.
So crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Try to work at Walmart here to see where you're going to be at.
Nah.
I'm in California. I mean,
it's a lot. But you know what? I felt like I didn't want to deprive my children of the lifestyle here.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I wanted to be closer to family. Wanted to have our friends and, you know, our kids grow up with the people that we grew up with and in the environment that we grew up in.
Exactly.
So that was so important. So that's why we really was like, you know what?
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. Yes. We'll have to sacrifice a little bit, but it'll be worth it because we'll be where we want to be at.
Yes.
And it'll work out. And it did.
Yeah. The whole 2 years? Has it been 2 years?
It hasn't even been 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Barely been a year and a half.
Please.
We've been in our place like almost 6 months.
Yeah.
It flies. And so
imagine if you would have waited, you know, that would just been,
I would have just now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's just like, you just have to, just like the podcast, you just got to jump out there and, you know, make it work. That prayer, put that power into that,
prayer.
God, guide me, please.
Lord. And help me, Lord.
Help me, please. Help me. Help me. Keep my mind. My mental strong, please. This is serious.
This is serious.
Yes, so for me, I don't have my goals with me. I just know that as far as the businesses, I didn't get to all my goals. Well, I didn't really have too many goals for Soul Ingredients this year. The last 2 years, I've really been concentrating on Natural Intentions. And, you know, still we have the Soul Ingredients going. That's our body products and hair products. But I just couldn't spend as much time, you know, as one or the other. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, really like my moneymaker. So I was like, okay, I got to concentrate on this year and last year. And we've hired new people. We've grown. We've done nothing but grow. So, you know, we had some learning lessons, you know, with hiring, managing, hiring. So we've kind of gone through it all. And, you know, I think my thing this year with business was really the last 2 years, but really, really this year, not beating myself up and really realizing that, like with talking to Naja, the lady that came here from Atlanta, she's been in business for like 8 years. In Atlanta, she's, you know, super successful with what she's doing. But she really didn't take off until like, you know, the fifth, sixth, seventh year, you know? And most businesses, just listening to different business owners, listening to different motivational speakers, all this stuff. I've been doing reading different things throughout the year that, I mean, it takes time to get your business where you really want it to be. It don't happen overnight.
Right.
And really that first 5-6 years, you are really just building.
Right.
And if you've never had a business before, you've never managed people, you've never hired people, I mean, all that stuff takes time to learn.
It does.
And I don't care if you go to school for it, if you got a degree in business, you don't learn any of that stuff until you're actually in it.
Right.
And so that, my thing for me was just so like, oh, you know, why is it taking so? And I really had to realize this year, this is my 6th year. Like, really, I mean, I haven't gone backwards at all.
Right.
It's just been a steady, slow climb. But it's just been, you know, growth. So that's the good thing that I had to kind of, and you know, I have children. We both have children.
Right.
Hello. And that was the thing too that I had to realize was I'm not a man. So I can't do it like men do it.
Right.
Or I'm not a woman like Oprah or some of these other super successful women that don't have children. To deal with and to nurture and to raise at the same time. So we have to do it differently. That's what I had to realize. Like, I can't out for, like, not this year, but last year, I was getting up at 3 o'clock. I was trying to be E.T. I was getting up 3 o'clock in the morning.
Grinding. Lying.
We ain't no gazelles. We lions. We gonna do this. I'm up. I mean, I burnt myself out. And that's what I felt like this year. Like, really, especially towards the end of the year, like, I'm burnt. Like, you know, almost not liking what I do. you know, not liking doing hair, not, you know, I almost had that attitude because I was just like, because I really want that, I'm really in that transition right now. Mm-hmm. So I love doing hair still, because every time I do it, I'm just like, oh, I love doing this. Yeah, but I'm in that transition. I want to run the business part of it. You know, I want to start that second part of my life.
And do more training.
And do more training, do more speaking about motivating people, do the podcast, mm-hmm. you know, and run my business, really grow it.
Right.
And not just be stuck, because I feel stuck behind that chair.
Right.
Like, I can't work on this other stuff that's important because I'm always behind that chair. So I don't even have time to train my stylist like I need to, mm-hmm. really make sure they're doing everything that they need to be doing, mm-hmm. being there for them, because I'm working the same time they work.
Right.
You know, so I really need to be able to get away from that chair. And that's one of my main goals for this year, is to really, by the end of 2018, I'm almost going to be out of that chair.
Right.
I mean, like, maybe doing, you know, Friday, Saturdays.
Right.
Or Thursday, Fridays. Because I'm going to need my Saturdays for the children. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a big transition for me, because my children are going
to that age.
Yeah. So, and I always wanted this business to work. That was my main thing ever since I've been doing hair, is to figure out how to make my money work for itself and I don't have to work so hard for the money. So I'm 42. Okay? I'll be 43 in September, okay? So, I'm not going to keep working this hard anymore. But, I mean, I have transitioned. Like, this year, I take my Tuesdays off.
Mm-hmm.
Not the full year, but, like, 6 months.
Yeah, since we started the podcast.
Yeah, since we started the podcast, so almost 6 months, maybe 4 months or 5 months. So, I have been doing that. And I've only worked, really, like, a few times. Not even crazy. Like, one, maybe, let's say 5 Tuesdays, maybe I might have worked. And it's only been like one person.
Or half a day.
Or half a day. Yeah, so we can still do the podcast.
Right.
So next year, no, I ain't going to be, because I was okay.
It was okay.
It's going to be all right. And then eventually, I'm hoping by summertime, I can take Wednesdays off.
Right.
You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just, you know, bump it out to the end of the year. And then make that transition and, you know, keep it moving. So, and then really, this year, find, because I want to take those Wednesdays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays off, so I can really work on Soul Ingredients.
Right.
You know, 6 months, pump it out again for Natural Intention. Then that next 6 months, concentrate on Soul Ingredients and really get that off the ground. I mean, because people love the freaking product.
Yeah, it's amazing.
People can't, I mean, I can't stop making stuff.
You can't.
It's just, you know, finding out how to make it
quick. I need that butter.
I need that Restore More.
So, no, you can't stop.
So, yeah, so I did get some of my goals accomplished for last year. And, oh, one of my goals, too, is to work on, you know, just my relationship with my husband, spending more time, my children being little, just finding the time to, and really working on me more. Like, when you came here, we were talking about, you know, marriage and all that stuff, and I was just like, oh, he's getting on my nerves, he's doing this, he's doing that, what's wrong with him? Oh, he need to quit doing that. Whoa. And you was just like, work on you. Yeah. How about work on you? Uh-huh. And I really needed to, you know, concentrate on what he not doing and what am I doing to work on me to make the marriage better.
Exactly.
You know, so I really took the time, especially with that 100-day challenge with E.T., Eric Thomas, the motivational speaker. I really worked on this marriage for, what was that, 3 months or something. Mm-hmm. And it felt good.
Right.
I mean, like, when you really work on it, we didn't really argue.
Right.
Or if we did, I didn't let it go there.
Yeah.
Like I used to.
Exactly.
I would just take it there. Run with it. It's a foolishness. You know, little stuff that don't even...
It's not even in the big scheme of things. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter. So I really worked on that, and it was such a positive outcome. I mean, like, ladies, work on your marriage. Don't sweat the small stuff and work on your marriage. Mm-hmm. It takes work. You have to work on your marriage.
And it really starts with working on yourself.
And working on yourself.
Because a lot of the things that you'll complain about, when you do start working on yourself, you'll see that... You're probably the fire starter.
You're the fire starter.
You have the light. You're lighting the match, you know? Yeah. And so when you start focusing, because you're really looking outside of yourself for things that you can fix for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're relying, I mean, I know that when you're married, it's like you expect your partner to, like, you know, it's like the cliche, like, oh, we complete each other.
Yes.
We complete each other. It's like you looking for them to complete you. And it's like, no, it's 100-100. 50-50 is divorce. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like 50-50, that's a divorce. That's when you're doing 50. That's what divorce people do. They share the responsibility. You know, they split it up. Everything is split up. But when you're in a marriage, you're 100-100.
100-100.
So if you're 100% yourself and you're, you know, taking time to really reflect and say, okay, what can I do to make this work more? Or how can I stop complaining about these type of things? What would fix it that I'm in control of? Because you can't control other people.
No.
Not even your husband.
Not even like, your husband.
As much as they might want to make you happy, there's things that they want to do for their own life. And you have to kind of look at it, especially driven women, we always have to take a look back and say, okay, am I really being as supportive of a wife as I need to be so that he can also feel like he's getting the most out of me and that of the relationship, you know, and not putting the children first because they take so much. Sometimes you can get so caught up with them that you're not taking care of each other.
Yes.
You know, and so finding ways to spend that quality time with them and listen to them and make them feel like the children are not first on the priority all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And so,
and when they see you doing,
They're like, okay.
Dang.
She really...
That makes them want to do
better. Want to do more.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, okay, so she hasn't forgotten about me.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so I am the priority. Because that's not trying to be out here being this independent woman.
I mean, my husband is just like, you know, what about this family?
Exactly.
What about this house? You put this house first. And I just was like, I am. I mean, because I just kept equating, you know, I'm working, this is for us, you know, because I'm thinking about the money part of it, but I get a satisfaction out of this,
right?
I mean, you know, I get something out of this. So, but he doesn't get that he don't want that. That ain't what he,
that's not,
he don't care about that. I mean, you know, and he doesn't have to. This ain't his dream, this ain't his goal,
right?
You know, this is my thing. So, it's so hard to, you have to remember that you can get so caught up in your own
stuff. Where it's like, really, that's not what God intended for us, you know, as women. It's like, so it's hard to balance when, because it's like you have your own passion and your own purpose that you want to fulfill, but at the same time, you're a wife.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of sacrificing that oneness, like that being this, you know, on top of the world woman. You can still do that, but it still has to fall in line with your children and your husband and those type of things, because if they feel neglected, they act.
They gone.
And then you'll have this booming business, but then you
by yourself.
Right.
You sad. You back out here in these streets.
You out here.
These rough, crazy streets again. Woo! That's where I don't want to be.
Right.
Let me tell you.
It's definitely like finding a balance and just always remembering that marriage is work.
It is.
And that it's not, and this is definitely going to be a podcast future-wise in 2018, just about why people get divorced.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, especially if you haven't gotten married yet, because I know even before I even got married, the things that you think are the two top things that get you divorced really are just symptoms of what ultimately gets you divorced.
Divorce, right.
You know, people think that, cheating, you know, infidelity, that is like the number one thing that causes divorce. And really, it's like the number one symptom that there's a bigger issue in the relationship and in the communication that's being avoided. And that's why that issue is there.
Exactly.
Finances, the same thing. It all boils down really to communication is like one of the number one causes of divorce. So people are not talking to each other.
Yes.
They're not talking to each other. And so we're going to definitely do that in a future on podcasts of, you know, the reasons why people do get divorced and some of the things that you need to confront. And it's really those hard conversations that people try to avoid that are so necessary.
So necessary.
To move to the next level.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in our goals, I feel like for my family goals, I definitely, for next year, this year was like the year of grinding, of putting things together. And next year, I definitely wanted to be more execution, more family time, like family vacations, at least one big family vacation by ourselves and one with the children, just to get out and get some air.
Yes.
And not thinking about just work.
Exactly.
Because it's like when you think about it and really more recently, because there were two people in my family that got sick. Really, they're my mom's friends. So they're like family friends, but they're like family because like my godmom and then my mom's really good friend who's like an aunt. She ended up losing her significant other. Mm-hmm. They've been together for like maybe more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. And he went to the hospital. 2 weeks later, he died. You know, and they're healthy. You know, they work out. You know, all these different things. Yes. So it's like life is so short. It's
too short.
Really, with my goals this year, I said, okay, I'm going to start exercising my faith more as far as like things are going to work out. When you look back and you say, okay, I had this expectation. It didn't go exactly the way I wanted to, but we're still okay.
Yes.
You know, you have to value your relationships and your friendships. And some things you can't sweat the small stuff.
You really can't. No, I mean, you really cannot sweat the small stuff. It's just not even that serious. Like you said, time goes by so fast and anything can happen at any moment. When you walk out that house, you don't know for sure if you're coming back. So you got to really...
You got to take it day by day.
Day by day, yes. And you really have to put that time in, like you said. I think that's what was one of my things this year, too, was really slowing down. Because for 2 years, I just went so hard and crazy. It was almost divorced.
Okay. And you got
that this year, I mean, I really had to slow down. Like, okay, I'm tired. First of all, I'm tired. My body's tired. My brain is tired. I'm trying to balance all this stuff. It's too much going on. And I just got to take my time and just let it flow and let God, you know,
do his thing.
And that was another one of my goals for the 100-day challenge was to make my prayer, my Fajr prayer. It's, you know, we do five prayers a day. Or we're supposed to do five prayers a day in Islam. And I was like, well, I have to start making my Fajr prayer at least. I have on my phone, my prayers go off throughout the day, the alarm for each prayer time. And, you know, I just try to, you know, do a little prayer in my head, just have a remembrance of Allah, even if it's just for a second, a couple of minutes, at least it's there, I'm conscious of it. But I really wasn't making my morning prayer, so I wanted to make sure to get up in the morning time and at least make my prayer and try to do a little bit of meditation, even if it's only 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Think about my day real quick. What I'm grateful for. And I was really happy to do that. And the good thing about that too was my husband noticed. Mm-hmm. You know, and that means a lot to him, you know, prayer, going to the mosque. You know, that's his life. Like, I mean, besides working, that's his whole life. He goes to the mosque Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, sometimes Saturday. He might be up there making food, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really, he takes that so serious. So when he didn't see me, you know, making my prayers and doing, you know, he just thinking I'm back out.
There she goes. She's back in them streets.
Woo! She's back in
them
streets. She's losing focus. She wild again. Draw her back in. Allah, please help her. So, you know, he just noticed it, you know, without me saying anything. He didn't know I was on a 100-day challenge. He didn't know why I was doing any of this stuff. But he just, you know, said to me or texted me and was just like, I'm so happy to see you in the morning, making your prayer. You know, it's so important to our family. And I know he wants me to set a good example for the children. So, you know, that to him was, you know, so that alone made our marriage better.
Right.
You know, just they just, you know, it don't take a lot.
It don't take a lot.
It really don't. And, you know, you just sometimes you just don't be thinking about, you know, you should be doing it. But it really, he saw something in that, too. So that was a good thing. And then, like LaShawna said, my other thing was reading. You know, hey, I had a lot of little goals here. I did okay. I finished two books in the 100 days. One was really short, but I think, hey, you know, hey, it was a book. And then I finally finished the book I started earlier this year.
And we were supposed to start together.
Exactly.
But I got halfway through.
What? So I did do that, but we're going to get on that read. And I used to read, like, I mean, great. Me and my sister used to stay up all night. We could sit in our room all day long on a Sunday just reading books. That was what we did. My mom would go buy us books. We would go to Salvation Army to get books. And then Instagram came out.
No, you ain't kidding. Yeah. I mean, you're not kidding.
For real.
I mean, you sit there and look at them pictures.
I mean, it's insane. Because you can find stuff that you like.
Because you like.
Anything on there. There's any subject, anything you're thinking about is on Instagram. And you can just look at pictures. Just all day long.
Because for me, I can't really get into Snapchat. I'm trying so that we can start, talking more and doing more, with Snapchat. Because it is a really good source. And Twitter, with what we're trying to do, it is. But it's like the pictures.
Yeah, I love the
looking
pictures. Love
looking
at the pictures. Of all the different
cute stuff. Outfits.
And home decorations. Anything you can think of. Cooking.
I mean
anything you can think
beautiful
of.
Beautiful meals.
What?
Put together.
I mean, it'll just have you just going, scrolling. So, but for next year, let's see. What are my goals? Okay. So I'm just going to go down my list really quick. Putting God on the top of my list, continuing with my morning prayer, adding another prayer time. So maybe adding an evening prayer. There's two evening prayers, one at 4 and one before you go to sleep. So I'm going to try to add something else and going to the mosque. I'm going to make it to the mosque. I haven't been going frequently. Only because Sundays is like my only day.
Mm-hmm.
And some Mondays I was working.
Yeah, and then still, even on Monday mornings, it's like you still have to get the children up to go to school. So you still have to wake up early. So it's not like, even though we're off on Mondays, we're not off
on Mondays. Exactly. It's only Sunday. And sometimes I'm just so
exhausted from the week. And then that's my one day with the children that, that's like our family day.
Day, where you can just take your time.
Take your time. Cook with them or take them out to eat different stuff.
Yes.
But really, I'm like, okay, I'm making all of these excuses on why I haven't been able to make it to church. But really, it's like, I'm really up anyway, and church for us doesn't start till like 10.
Yes.
And whenever I go, I feel so much better. Like, I feel like...
You feel so much better.
Readjusted. Okay, Lord, thank you for taking off all this drama that I'm putting on myself.
Exactly.
With the time, with the, it's like,
yes.
So it's never a waste of time.
Never.
Every time I go, I feel like, oh, I got to do this every week.
Exactly.
I need this readjustment.
And then that life gets to just kick in your butt.
And then here come an event.
Here
it's like, oh, hey.
I know. And then that's another thing. We have a lot of events that end up falling
on Sundays
because
we work Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. So anytime we're having anything here, if we're going to something, it's always on Sunday. So we're going to get that together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to continue to work on my marriage, making it a priority every day. I'm spending some time to nurture my relationship. And then, like I said, working on getting off earlier to spend more time with my family, making sure that we get home. Like you said, your children have to be picked up.
Right.
We have to work that time out. We just have to figure it out where we can still financially be okay. But, you need that time.
Yeah.
Especially as mothers,
Right. My biggest lesson, I feel like, was when I was a stay-at-home mom, because I never fathomed in my wildest dreams, as much as I worked as like my late teens, early 20s, well, really all throughout my 20s, how much I worked and how much I really enjoy working.
Yes.
I never thought that I would ever be in a position to be able to stop working, because I always thought, like, how could you just not work? How are you gonna survive? How am I not gonna get these things?
Yes.
How am I not? And so that was a really big challenge for me. And because when I look back, I'm like, we never had our lights cut off. We had cable the whole time. We were fine. I was still cute.
Exactly.
Had my cute outfits. My kids were cute. They had their cute outfits. And I didn't work. I didn't have a steady income. And so that lesson alone, I think it helped me a lot, even moving back here, really to rely on God, because no matter how much work you do, no matter how, it's like He works it out for you.
Yes.
Because what you're trying to do is a good thing.
Exactly.
So it's like, just like when you took your Tuesdays off.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't imagine to have taken Tuesdays off and still being able to maintain, and still, you're fine.
Okay.
It's like, really, it's really that faith of not being able to see it, but just know it.
Yes.
Like, things are going to work out. You don't know how, but they always do.
They always do.
So you do have to just take those adjustments.
Yeah.
Picking up the kids from school at 2:00 every day, and they have to go back at 4 to pick up my other son. It's like, I thought about it, and I was just like really complaining about it for like the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter wrote us a Christmas card.
That sweet little card.
I mean,
It was find that card. Can I read it?
Yeah, read it.
That just melted my whole life.
I mean, and that I said,
this is all you need.
I mean, that's all baby. I need.
I mean, hurry up, Nasheeda Medina, and write this to me. Dear Mom and Dad, I cannot begin to describe how blessed I am to be having such amazing, positive, helping, funniest parents in my life. Seeing true love through you both makes me happy in my heart. As your daughter, I see perfection in both of you. I love you. Love, Brooke. I mean, come on.
And I said, okay, I'm on the right path.
I mean, she sees the love that you guys share. I mean, seriously, that's all you want from your children. You want to be hoping that you're setting a good example for them, that they, you know?
And even in her, she said, and even the way she said, like, I see perfection in both of you, she knows that we're not perfect.
Yes.
She knows that we're not perfect. Exactly. You know, but it's still like, she still sees the good and it still makes her happy.
And she's just so thankful and grateful.
And this is my quiet baby. Like, this is my baby that I wouldn't even have, had she not wrote that, I wouldn't have even known that's how she felt.
Exactly.
Because she's more of the, you know, she's quiet. She's not as expressive.
Aww.
She's sweet. Pumpkin pie.
Sweetest pumpkin pie.
But, and even my husband was like teary-eyed when she read that. He was just like,
I mean, because that's all you want as a parent, is to know that he's doing okay.
I mean, you would have thought somebody gave him $1 million.
What? That's all he needed.
I mean, that's like,
thank you. This is it.
He was like,
frame this and
put
it on the
wall. The fact that she said that, it was just like, for both of us, it was just like, okay, cool. We on the right track.
Exactly.
So I'm not even going to divorce you because you didn't help me wrap them gifts. You said you was going to help me wrap them gifts. And you took your ass to sleep.
We going to stay together.
You went to sleep on me.
And you snored and I wrapped it.
And I was
pissed. You snored and I wrapped it.
You said she was going to help. I'm like, okay. All right, baby.
We gonna set a good example.
So I really felt like that was like a defining moment. Like, okay, we're on the right track. So yeah, that was good. I was just like, okay, thank you, baby. And I let her know too. Like, I'm so happy that we were able to be an example for you, and that you're seeing that example, and that even though we're not perfect in any kind of way, at least she knows that we're trying.
Yes.
Like, she can see us trying to make a good life for them and sacrificing for them and trying to help them be better people.
Yes.
You know? So, that was definitely a aha moment for us. Like,
yes,
oh, okay.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So, then I can cut my goals in half this
year. Exactly.
Now that I know.
Ooh, praise be to God.
Right.
You're doing something right. We're on the right track.
We're just trying to do something positive.
Yes. And I just wrote down, too, that what some of the things that we're going to, one thing, like you said, get back to the journaling and that was going to help me to achieve my goal. Really, mm-hmm. I need to see them and I need to check in with it daily, because there's always so much stuff on my list to do that I'll forget about stuff mm-hmm. because I haven't written it down. And when I was doing that regularly and checking it the next day, okay, I did that yesterday. I can move this over because mm-hmm. I didn't do that. Take this off.
Right.
You know, that just helps me so much. So in order to really make sure I'm sticking to what I'm doing, I'm going to make sure I start doing that again, is really checking my goals not even my goals, just my list.
Yeah.
That 50,000 things that I need to do to achieve these goals.
Right.
You know, and keep myself on track. And I just think that really helps a lot to actually see what I need to do daily
mm-hmm.
and what I've accomplished and what I've finished, you know, so far. So I'll definitely be doing that for the new year.
I need to do that too.
Yeah.
I have 50 million lists.
What?
But even from just doing Mary Kay, she talks about the top 6 most important things. And mm-hmm. that really helped me too, because you have this like 20 things on your list of things that are done. And you're just like, I'm never going to finish this.
Yes.
And so she says to put down like the 6 most important things that you have to get done in a day. Regardless of whatever it is, you know, the 6 most important things that are like, okay, these things need to be done priority. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely need to do this, and that. And you check those things off, and then you move over whatever you didn't get to the next day.
Exactly.
And keep those at the top.
And keep those
And so
at
that
the
you're
top.
Constantly yes. checking off the big stuff and getting the big stuff done.
Exactly.
So that you can even get to the little stuff.
So that you can even get to the little stuff.
So that definitely, I'll definitely need to get back on that. And just really being, and not just making a schedule, because I always make schedules, mm-hmm. but really disciplining myself to follow the schedule. Because for me, I know we had a guest last week, Cassie. She said she can't do it.
Exactly.
Her personal life, she's like, I can't even get on that schedule. I got to do my day. Exactly. But for me, I have to have that.
Me too.
I have to have that to keep me on track and to make mm-hmm. me feel like I'm on track.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Everybody's just different. Mm-hmm. It's how whatever works for you.
Whatever works for
you. And so for me, I'm like, okay, if I can get myself disciplined on this list that I make, this schedule, things can work out. I did have to make some adjustments just because we have some different family stuff, like with the girls needing to be picked up and not mm-hmm. going to after school care anymore because they just don't like it. And they don't have enough time to, you know, unwind in the afternoon. And so we are making that sacrifice this year.
Yes.
To be able to get to them early and so they don't have to stay after school at all. So there's certain things that are always needing adjustments or whatever, but if I could just discipline myself to go to bed on time.
Exactly.
And really I'm home mm-hmm. on time to do it. It's yeah. just that
I'm so tired. Like, Shauna, I'll go to bed anyway. I'll be so
for me,
I'll be rushing to the bed. I mean trying to hurry them children up. Come on. Almost 9 o'clock. Mm-mm. I need every little ounce that I can get. We got to lay it down.
It's so hard for me to, like, wind down.
Yeah.
Especially because their homework, like, they have homework that yeah. goes sometimes until, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have to, ooh. I feel obligated and not in a bad way, but I definitely feel like it's part of my responsibility to make sure they get that done.
Yeah.
And it's three of them. And definitely. Their homework is more serious now.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, okay, I don't want to go to bed at least until they're done with homework. Now, yes. if they've done with their homework, then I feel like, okay, I can retire.
Exactly.
Now it's like, anything else you didn't get done, go ahead and miss your shower tonight.
Because I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed. And guess what? You're going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and take a shower. So that's how we'll do that. But I'm definitely like, okay, put my phone down at night. Anything I need to do with my phone, I need to do it in the morning.
Yes.
So that I can just, you know, the posting mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get that stuff done early in the morning so I could be done with that so that I can read.
Yes.
Getting in my room, even if I got in 20 minutes a night of reading.
Yes, that's like, a lot.
That's so much. It would be so good for my spirit and my mind.
Mine, period.
My growth, my development, my personal development.
All that.
I'm like, okay, yeah.
I'm going to get it in.
You got to
get that
Then in. I can get up on time to go to the gym and have the energy to get out of the bed.
Yes, exactly.
Because even if I'm up late, I can get, you know.
Yeah, because on my days I know I got to get up and go at 4. I mean, I got to get up at 4 to be there at 5. I get out the bed about 4:20. So I got a few minutes just to get dressed and then get all the way to Long Beach. So I got to go to sleep. That's why I'd be like, I can't even play around. As soon as I get home, let's go. Hit it. What do we have to do? Let's get this done. I got to lay down. Or I'm not going to get up. I have to lay down and get some sleep. Because I already know my day is going to be so
long. You're never going to get it
long
yeah.
that day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be up from 4 o'clock all the way until 9.
Until 9.
No nap, no nothing. Not ever slowing down. Full speed ahead. I mean, as soon as I get up at that 4, out that door to that gym, when I come back, it's just
There's no slowing down. Everybody dressed.
Let's go. We're going to be on time.
So, but I feel like if I could get myself disciplined on my schedule, I will have more time. It won't feel like such like a rush.
Yes, because I hate feeling that rush.
I hate feeling rushed.
I mean, these last couple of days I've been off, that's all I've been wanting to do is just nothing. Because I don't want to feel rushed. I just want to do nothing. I just want to chill. I just want to shut my mind off. I looked at a couple of magazines. When was the last time I looked at a magazine? I looked at 2 magazines. One food magazine with all these different recipes. And then another one was it In Style for January? I looked at the whole thing. I mean, I read a couple of articles in there. I was like, wow. When do I ever have time to do that? And I feel
guilty.
Like I should, yeah.
Be doing something else.
And that's I said, no, thing. I don't. I said, no, not today.
Next year, that's another definitely a personal goal is to fill my me time up with just things that I like to do.
Yeah,
and okay. not feel like I need to be planning
or doing something
working or on researching.
Research. Exactly. Researching.
Or listening to the motivational speeches or listening to... It's like sometimes you need that foolishness.
You need that foolishness.
I just want to listen to something.
I need to listen to Jay-Z. I need to get it cracking with 444.
Even if it's Cardi B.
If it's Cardi B. What's up, Cardi? Let's go.
That's just fun and funny and just like some ratchetness.
Yeah, I just have to just, please, can I just... Give myself permission to just do what I do for a minute and not feel bad about it. So you guys, get yourselves together for your new year. Stick to those goals.
Yeah, stick to your goal. I think that keeps you balanced is just having those goals. Working on yourself and to be able to check in. Because, of course, a new year, new me. Just like if we was just, I mean, we didn't meet all of our goals this year.
Exactly. And it's okay. And your goals are going to change throughout the year.
They'll change. You know? But so, as long as you have that in place, something that you're working towards for yourself, outside of just, you know, being a wife, being a mother.
Yeah.
Making sure, you know, taking care of somebody else, like making sure we have those personal goals that are going to make us feel better for ourselves and nobody else. Like stuff that no one else notices.
Yes,
but you know that it makes you feel good.
That's right.
It's important to have those kind of goals on your list and smash them.
Make
and it makes them more.
And as you finish those little small goals, eventually you'll look up and like, dang, I finally reached that big goal I was working towards.
Yeah. You know, and just not really losing yourself.
Exactly. Don't lose yourself. Please don't lose yourself. Because I've been lost. And now I'm found. And I'm not going back. That's what I'm not doing. I'm going to have a good year. I mean, it's been a good year, but I'm going to have an even better year in 2018.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
I would just listen. Who else was I telling that to? Cheryl? Somebody. But on Saturday, coming here, listening to, we're doing the podcast at the salon today. But last Saturday, coming here in the morning, we're here at 6 in the morning on Saturdays, and Kirk Franklin's song came on Smile. And I mean, I just cried like a baby, not from sadness, but just from like being so grateful. I mean, I cried like ugly cry, ugly cry. I'm so glad it was dark outside. Nobody could see me. I felt so free to just cry. I mean, cause it was just like, God, he just so beneficent. So, I mean, merciful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he just, the stuff that he does for us, I mean, it just make you smile. Keep smiling. He right there for you. Keep having a faith. He gonna keep you going no matter what. As long as you believe and you have faith, you gonna be all right. I mean, you know, just, you have to be so grateful. But, you know, just something as simple as that, as smiling. Because I was just thinking about people, you know, that I know that are depressed and sad and mad. And, you know, you gotta, this is all we get. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? You can't be living your life like that. You gotta enjoy life. You gotta find that peace in your life. And I mean, you know, first and foremost, find God however you have to do it, wherever you go to worship or whatever you do.
You have to look outside of yourself.
Because
you can't do it on your own.
You can't.
And you can't depend on people.
You can't depend
because
on
people.
Because
people are changing and they're going through the same thing.
And they're going
through
the same thing.
To even think about a higher power, it keeps me going because I'm like, you know what? I need to rebalance myself because guess what? I can't do it all.
I cannot.
So I'm going to put it in God's hands and I'm going to go to sleep.
And I'm not going to have my belly hurt.
And it's an amazing feeling to just know that somebody loves you despite of whatever. Because as much as you might love your husband or whatever, it's like the love for your husband is not the same as the love for God and how he sees you. Because your husband could do some stuff that you may never forgive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there is unconditional love for people, usually, you know, for your children. Mm-hmm. But as a wife, as a mother, it's like there are some things that your husband could do that you may never be able to get over. Or things that, you know, you may have your threshold of stuff where you'd be like, this, I'm not dealing with that. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, but with God, it's like he's unfailing. And so with his grace, it's like we don't even allow that grace for our children. We don't allow that grace for our husbands. But God allows us to have that kind of grace where we can mess up and come right back. And he's still like, okay, you back?
Cool. Yes.
I wanted you here the whole time. Wipe your tears.
Let's keep moving.
Just remember, I'm in control. And it's going to be okay. And sometimes you got to go through them things.
Yes.
To get to that other side. You know, so definitely whatever your faith is. And it can work. And please don't be one of those people that's just like so stuck and rock hard. It's okay to intensely believe in your faith without offending other people.
Exactly.
Like be able to network outward.
Yes.
With people. Not just feel so constricted and, exactly. Oh, they're this and they're that. And so I have to only be around this. Definitely fellowship with your faith. Definitely fellowship with people and keep your faith strong. Definitely. But also be open to fellowshipping with other people and learning more about other people.
Yeah, that's what it's
expanding,
all about.
Yeah, expanding your network.
Exactly.
And still keeping your solid foundation.
Yes.
But not be so close-minded into networking with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Kimberly work together every single day.
Exactly.
And I'm Christian. She's Muslim. And we've never had one argument. Never one confliction about faith, religion, whatever. It's like, no, we're able to do this podcast because there's Muslim women out there that need to hear this. There's Christian women that need to hear this. There's women that are of no faith that need to hear this. Different faiths. Yeah. And at the end of the day, we're all women.
Exactly.
We're all mothers, wives. And at the end of the day, people are people.
Yes.
And we're trying to come together and show support and inspiration. And motivation on being our best self.
Hello.
So that's really a goal.
Yeah.
Too, and that's why we really are working towards these workshops for next year.
Definitely. That's so one of our goals. That's yes.
Definitely.
We're
going to
give you guys some workshops. We promise.
We're going to give you some work. We're going to give you more outlets than just the Instagram page. It's just, you know, trying to get this thing started.
Yes.
And be available for Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you know, maybe a bigger radio platform.
Yes.
And workshop, blog. Like, we have some things on our mind that we're definitely putting into place. And that's another career goal for next year, is to really be able to put our hands, because I know this can help people.
Yes.
But I really want to get with individual groups of small women.
Exactly.
Small groups of women that we can really do a one-on-one with people, where you can really get to know your own self or your personal self and what you're going through with your marriages and, you know, different scenarios. And just building a network of women through the workshops, you know, meeting other women that are on your same page. If you, you know, don't have a big network of women, or if you can't talk to your families, or you don't have a lot of friends, or the friends you have, you know, are taking a different path than you, to be able to have those groups of women to be able to lean on, or just to talk to, or just vent.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and so these will be, you know, private workshops where you can kind of let loose and, you know, ask questions and share.
Exactly.
So that's a big goal for us for
definitely
2018.
Early 2018. We're working on it, guys. So we'll keep you guys up to date on those and what's going on and when it's going to happen. But yeah, so for New Year's, I'll just be at home chilling.
Me too. That's all I did yesterday.
In my pajamas again. Please.
Did nothing yesterday. Nothing. Breakfast. Slept all day.
And slept all day. Me too. So that's what we'll be doing for New Year's. And if anybody else is going out, please be safe. Drive responsibly. Drink responsibly if that's what you're going to do. Because we want to see everyone in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, guys. Get your goals together. That's basically what we're going to be working on for the next week until 2018 gets here. And stay tuned in for what's going to be going down for next year, because we have some big plans and we can't wait to let you guys know what's going to be going on.
Yeah.
All right. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Stay blessed.
See you or talk to you next week.